John F. Kennedy Library, President's Office Files, Presidential Recordings Collection. Tape 88, Reel 1. 9 minutes, 19 seconds of this tape have been excised for reasons of national security. The 17 excisions have been indicated. For additional information, see Recording Log Number 88. Excision 1. 6 seconds excised.
How much are we giving to Greece?
$100 million in military assistance.
This year?
About $40 million.
$40 million of other factors.
Yes.
I mean, so we're going to give $140 million in...
Except the economic is loans, aside from the food fee.
How much loans? Do you know how much you're giving loans?
I think about $40 million in loans, plus perhaps $25 million in appeal.
And I'd love to contrast. I wonder if, well, anyway, somebody's getting that. I'd love to contrast. What I want to do is contrast our loans to the French loan. And then see if our ambassador, they can plan a really good story next week. Here's the Christian Science Monitor representing what must be, this is a newspaper, an informed opinion. It was sort of a name that could be either Greek or American, French or something. We're saying we're cutting off all economic aid. The view of this, the French thing, is regarded as improving the French chances of sphere of influence.
We ended the period of grants and shifted from grants to loans.
Unfortunately, nobody seems to know it.
Yeah. Plus, we're continuing $80 to $100 million worth of military grants.
Well, now, in any case, we've got to get our ambassador to really get a good story and make a free paper today. What do we do about it?
President, there are two steps that we ought to take.
You might say, this element would certainly be removed from our superheated environment. I'd like to put a sentence there that says, is this going out?
No, no, no.
And just say, well, quite obviously, if they seriously believe that you are manufacturing nuclear weapons, if you intensify, their determination obtain the same, and there'll be only one source of system, which is the Soviet Union.
There's a sentence later on that's written in, which I attempt to say is that.
I don't think that this sentence will annoy the development of nuclear weapons, particularly by a nation of 3 million population, regardless of having a disturbing effect. It seems to me that we got this thing, then a country, after all, who received a good deal of assistance from us, whose main source of foreign income is the United States.
Without any question.
Therefore, for them to do it, after all, they were regarded as a very close associate in a country which has most recently been the subject of a guarantee of a commitment by the president at a press conference for there to be any question that this nation may be manufacturing nuclear weapons, and for this country, the United States, not to be able to determine that, places us in my opinion, the opinion in America, as well as in the entire West, come public, we don't sound threatening, but that's the fact of the matter. We'd be bound to have, I think, the most adverse effects. That's the thing of what, but it will. And I think if he doesn't do it then we ought to leak it out to some paper that they're under suspicion and they won't permit inspection and all the rest, because I think that will put them in damage. We're not concerned merely with reassuring the Allies. That's the way he put it, and I don't think we have to pick up that sentence in that form of reassuring the Allies. And we reverse that sentence and say, there are a number of reasons for this is so. Quite obviously, the Arabs, etc.
are more important still.
Yeah, but I mean, not only would they allow them to get the thing themselves, but it may encourage them, stimulate them to launch a military action before your program is completed. So therefore, it increases the danger of war, and we were quite obviously involved. That's it. Development of a particular nation in 2 ways. Disturbing effect. I mean, he'll say, well, that's because we're so small, that's why we... Well, we certainly lead to other larger countries. I think that's a good point. Your actions certainly lead to other countries, many of them larger. You know, that's an important point, that sentence, because then lead to other larger countries who don't far, so far refrain, and they must follow suit. Kind of the Near East development, take our initial extension, has it. I can't imagine that the Arab would be afraid of these weapons right here. I'm turning this over. I appreciate your concern about the UAR. Present immediate nuclear threat to Israel from there. I assume our intelligence is good. Yeah, I think that's very good.
This is a big bargaining counter.
That's what I'll be seeing. I think that's what I'll be seeing. Maybe more.
Well, I made my weapons point. Being played as a bargaining point, I think, more to that. They may not have made the final decision about exploding a device or something. But I want to be talking to you about what I said to you on this subject, because we've got some very serious stories about what I guess we're doing this year. Then the second point, Mr. President, to try to move in on the question of quantitative aspects about what are justifiable army forces against.
Yeah, just saying, the Secretary, on that, and tied to this first thing is that I suppose we ought to be considering what kind of proposal we'd make on this nuclear inspection thing to the Egyptians, because otherwise I can see where Ben Gurion got a pretty good argument for this, because he keeps saying they're doing it, and we're not able to give them any assurances. Really, that last sentence is our intelligence is good, and it's going to be very key. They're going to come back and say, well, it is good. So I'd like to...
Yes, sir, this is covered in this proposal for an arms limitation program. Now, I don't think we're putting in here that, of course, the most favorable thing would be to get all of the countries in the area, particularly Israel and the UAR, to accept the Vienna safeguard.
Excision 2, 1 minute, 33 seconds excised.
Perhaps we need to put that in this letter in New York, which I'm sorry, but
the ways to prevent Israel and the UAR from acquiring nuclear weapons and surface-to-surface strategic missiles are the subject of this arms limitation effort.
I'm sorry, that, I think we'll move on that now. Jack McCoy probably would be able to go to Cairo and first part of June before he's committed to the Greek islands in the second half of June. But he didn't turn down the idea of going out to Cairo first.
Well, now, what's the proposal? What would he go and say? This is difficult to hear.
Decision 3. 1 minute, 32 seconds excised. Decision 4. 18 seconds excised.
I think that's why this letter has to be pretty simple. Otherwise, you know, well, why don't you get the UAR and so on? I think we probably want to make this letter so we can really get the FBO and so on. Did Ms. Meyer agree to do this in December?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well now let's see. had all the arguments. Now, this McCoy would go to Cairo, and from there to Israel. On a preliminary, what exactly would he go to say? This is not just the arms thing, it's not a guarantee to, is it?
This is a super secret thing.
This is just a nuclear thing?
No, this is the this is arms limit as well, nuclear and missiles. Yes, mostly. This is a separate effort, distinct from the guarantee.
Who would do the inspecting?
There would be really a critical sort of system. We would try to get as much of the international in as we could. We'd get both parties to take IAEA for the known installations that would cover part of them. We would give each party some help in building up their own capacity to detect what the other is doing.
Excision 5. 8 seconds excised.
Then we would propose to have a capacity in each country so that if, let's say, Israel was concerned about something inside the UAR, we could send an observer in the UAR to examine that spot and make sure that no improper activity is being done, and vice versa. Now, we're certain that the UAR and the Israelis will not agree together. We believe there is a substantial prospect that they will make a kind of necessary arrangement bilaterally with us as the middleman. And then we provide the kind of residual policing power, but they each have a substantial capacity to monitor each other, and then if we get the IAEA in on the known nuclear research and nuclear reaction facilities, you have an international detection system worked in there too.
But as far as inspection is concerned, if parties themselves showed interest but did not want us to play this role, almost any competent third party, the Swedes or the Swiss or somebody else, could play the role. Why?
What about this question of the guarantee, which we discussed the previous time? Should be part of this whole thing. Well, sir, I think they want a guarantee. Let's say they go in. Let's say they're not making the bomb, which is probably up, but let's say they're not, and therefore we want to go ahead, we'd like to go ahead with this guarantee because of the Jordan situation. We've just had a breather on Jordan, and it may come up again. Now, one of the proposals that Gurney made was for the demilitarization of the West Bank. The other would be, of course, the kind of intensive guarantee. We proposed to that, yeah.
A recommendation for a separate negotiation on the whole question of an assurance or a guarantee. It does seem to us that we should go through with the arms limitation effort in the next very few weeks. We're actually working out of a guarantee to be over a longer time.
We don't know when the Jordan thing's going to get hot again, do we?
Excision 6. 32 seconds excised.
Well, so that...
In other words, he doesn't see it as an issue of the next several days or 2 or 3 weeks.
What is the reason for us not going ahead on the guarantee? Because I think we've got a pretty good argument with Nasser on that, too.
Well, sir, I think that we have to use the security guarantee as the end inducement, if necessary, for Ben-Gurion's moving forward on the arms limitation. If he gets the security guarantee...
Well, that's right. I think that's true. What I was thinking of with Nasser. What is the reason why, in the right context, we wouldn't discuss it with NASA? It could be discussed with him at the same time.
But you know,
wouldn't McCoy say that what we are, our ambition is not just to serve Israel's interests, but to keep the peace, and therefore we're concerned about the nuclear, and for that reason, we're going to have a conversation with both Israel and with you.
Excision 7. 19 seconds excised.
But we also guarantee you, if we guarantee the tripartite deal, and this I should think would be valuable to you. You may not want to welcome it, but that's our purpose. You don't get if Israel doesn't get her guarantee, then she's always going to be tempted to take the West Bank. She's always going to be tempted to do a preemptive attack on you. So the guarantee gives Israel stability, deprives her of an excuse for an attack, but also is a protection to you over the next few years. Now, why wouldn't be able to say that at the same time? I don't think it's such an unrelated subject.
you could say at the same time, or a number of the preparatory ideas are in a draft letter that you might wish to send to.
It ought to be taken by somebody to explain.
Yes, he could take the letter.
I think he ought to be with both of them, because they are related. Certainly are related to Ben Gurion, and I think they probably are in there.
I think they're related if NASA wants them, but if he turns one down, I hope they won't turn the other one down. I mean, he may not want the guarantee. He may be interested in arms limitation.
Well, then if he doesn't want the guarantee, what we want him to do is to accept our guarantee of Israel as an assurance to him, not just as an assurance to Israel.
Excision 8. 29 seconds excised. Excision 9. 13 seconds excised.
Yeah.